Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Shiva Sri
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 找那个博家翻哥去了，你应该有，
我没有考进来，
没有书啊，不是吗？这么大的电脑没有书，
上面有新的小的，我看看
啊，要不就上网下载一个下来，好像上网下载一个，
有没到位？
什么 database 找个中文版，谁要你找英文来？
做翻的
啊？没考过，没考
过。我怎么知道？啊？
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Ajnanat Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajevam Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Nitamscha Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakaupatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaurvata Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2, text number 34.
那么呢，今天晚上是学习《薄伽梵歌》第二章第三十四诗节。
Akirtim chapi bhutani kataya shanti tevyayam sambhavitasya chakirti maranada tarichati.
People will always speak of your infamy. And for a respectable person, dishonor is worse than death. You got a Chinese
sorry.
Kid?
Sorry?
You got a Chinese book?
No, sorry. So I have to
nobody got Chinese book. Yeah. I asked
them.
They don't like
it. Very much. 他是那些的经常在讲座我的人呢并且呢是为了一个这样受尊重的人们对他们来说的这种丢脸呢不荣誉的比死亡还要糟糕OK 那么在这个要旨里面就提到了无论是主克舍的他同样他同时呢是作为阿朱娜的朋友以及一个给他介绍哲学的人物那么现在的主 Krishna 呢现在的就给阿朱娜呢他拒绝作战呢这样的一种表现呢做出他的决定主呢就这样说阿朱娜如果你在这种战场上面你在甚至呢在这个战争还没有开始之前你就放弃了战斗人们会说你是一个懦夫胆小鬼而如果你认为人们会以这样来说你说你呢是为了挽救为了逃命呢你这样做的话呢你就是你这样做呢是指你离开了这个战场那么呢我的建议就是说呢你最好还是在战场上面死去这样更加好对于一个受到尊重的人就好像你这样的一个人坏的名声呢比死亡还要糟糕因此你不应该为你的这种生命而感到恐惧最好还是在战场上离开死去这样更好 这样呢就可以把你从这些坏不良的名声里面拯救出来，而且呢你也不会了啊，误用了我跟你的这样一种友情的关系，而且呢也不会在这个社会里面呢失去了啊你的这种受尊敬的你的地位。所以呢最后主的结论就是让阿君啊，你最就是你不如了还是在战场上面离开身体而不要放弃。
So Lord Krishna is explaining to Arjuna why he should fight in this battle.
在这里呢 ，Krishna 呢就向阿尊呢解释了为什么他必须要在战场上面作战。
Yeah, the Bhagavad Gita is spoken in the middle of a battlefield.
佛教梵歌的这部经典的讲述了是在战争的中间。
And Arjuna had come there with Krishna. Krishna was the chariot driver for Arjuna.
在当时呢阿尊乃呢是驾驶着Krishna 呢是驾驶着战车呢带着阿尊乃到了战场上面。
But on entering the battlefield, Arjuna was overwhelmed with compassion for the people who he would fight against.
但在上了战场之后呢阿尊乃呢他为这些临在的这些人呢而感到了有一种恻隐之心。
He looked.At the enemy, the people he was supposed to fight, and he saw his relatives, and he saw his teacher, and he saw his grandfather.
在对敌的那一方的阵营里面，阿尊呢看到了他的那些亲朋好友、老师啊等等都在场。
So seeing these people, Arjuna was thinking that this is not—it's not good to fight with these people. That these people are people I respect and love.
看到了这些人之后呢阿尊乃呢觉得他不可能跟他们作战，因为对方都是他所爱与尊重的人。
So Krishna, fortunately Krishna was with Arjuna, and Arjuna took the help from Krishna to guide him, and he surrendered himself to Krishna and told Krishna that please accept me as your disciple and please instruct me.
但幸运的是 Krishna 呢是跟 Arjuna 一起临在，而阿尊乃呢他就把自己呢作为一个仆人一个门徒的这样的一种身份呢向 Krishna 皈依，寻求 Krishna 的建议，而 Krishna 呢就建议他还是在这个战场上面呢英勇的去作战。
Arjuna was very fortunate because he had Krishna with him to take shelter.
因为呢有Krishna 给他作为一个庇护所了，所以阿尊乃呢是非常的幸运。
And he told Krishna,
他跟
he told Krishna that although previously we were friends, although we were friends and equals, he said, now consider me your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you.
阿尊乃呢，他就跟 Krishna 这样说了，虽然之前呢我们是朋友的关系，但现在呢我是作为一个皈依你的一个学生，请你训示我。
So, this is an interesting exchange because Krishna as a chariot driver for Arjuna, Krishna had come there prepared to be the servant of Arjuna.
这样的一种交流呢是不同寻常的，因为呢之前呢他们的那种关系是 Krishna 呢是作为Arjuna 的战车的御者，所以呢实际上他是看起来应该是属于在仆人的地位。
Krishna isActually, Bhagavan, he's described in the Bhagavad Gita when Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita. The author of the Bhagavad Gita, Vyasadeva, has written Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So he describes Krishna by the words Sri Bhagavan.
Okay. 那么呢，这部经典的这个篇传呢，记录者呢 Vyasadeva 呢，他就把 Krishna 呢称为叫 Bhagavan 薄伽梵。所以呢在书里面呢他引用 Krishna 说话的时候呢他就说 Bhagavan 说
word Bhagavan means one who possesses opulences and there are six opulences.
那么 Bhagavan 呢也意味着一个具有了六种叫富裕的人。
Right. Wealth.
第一是财富。
Beauty.
第二是美丽。
Fame.
第三是名声
strength,
第四力量
knowledge,
第五是知识
and finally renunciation,
最后呢就是弃绝放弃
So Krishna possesses these qualities greater than anybody else.
Krishna 呢比所有的其他人呢拥有这六项的富裕呢都要多
We may have some wealth or some strength,
可能有一点财富啦一些力量
Some beauty, some knowledge.
或者长得有点漂亮，或者也有一点知识。
We have these things, but we don't have them to the extent Krishna has them.
我们都有了，但是呢，我们所用的这样的一种分量呢，是比不上 Krishna。
Even if you look at the richest man in the world, you know somebody like maybe Bill Gates or somebody.
就算是这个世界上面出名的那个比尔盖茨了，最富有的人。
Even his wealth is not as great. It's Krishna.
就算了，他的这些财富了，还是跟 Krishna 远远比不上 Krishna.
Someone may be a great scholar. He's taken many degrees from many universities.
一个人呢，可能是个大学者了，在不同的院校里面呢，都有着这样一种名誉地位。
But they don't have knowledge equal to Krishna.
但是呢，他的这种知识的渊博程度呢，也是比不上 Krishna.
Krishna could speak the Bhagavad Gita in a few hours.
Krishna 呢，可以在几个小时里面呢，就讲述了这部《薄伽梵歌》。
And we're studying Bhagavad Gita our whole life, trying to understand.
但对我们来说呢，要花一辈子的时间呢，去阅读这部经典。
So Krishna is Bhagavan, but he came into the battlefield as a chariot driver.
那么作为Bhagavan的 Krishna 呢，在这个战场上面呢，他是以一个车夫的这种身份出现。
Taking the orders from Arjuna.
他呢是按照 Arjuna 的这样一种命令去做。
Krishna does this because Krishna has special relationships with his devotee.
Krishna 呢与跟他的这个奉献者有着特殊的关系，所以他才会这么做。
Krishna he becomes a servant and he becomes very kind to his devotees.
因为呢他对他的奉献者呢非常的这种仁慈啊，所以他才以这种在做才做他的仆人。
We have to let Krishna drive our chariot.
我们呢其实是应该让 Krishna 做我们的这个车夫
，right？
对不对
？Do you have a chariot？
我们有车吗
？Yeah, the mind is our chariot.
其实呢，我们的这种心念、心意啊，就好像我们的车子那样。
We have to let Krishna drive the chariot of our mind.
我们呢，应该让Krishna 呢做我们这个心灵之车的车夫。
Take let our mind take shelter of Krishna.
让我们的这个心灵呢，就托庇在 Krishna 那里。
And take the instructions from Krishna.
而且呢，从 Krishna 那里去接受他的训诫。
Now Arjuna, he's taking instructions from Krishna.
在这里呢 ，Arjuna 呢就接受了 Krishna 的这种训诫。
And his instructions to Arjuna are also important to us also.
而且呢，他跟Arjuna 所说的这种训诫，对我们来说也是同样重要的。
Arjuna had to fight a battle, we don't have to fight any battle.
Arjuna 呢必须要作战，但我们呢就不需要去打仗。
Or do you? Do you fight? Do you have to fight a battle?
我们要打仗吗
？Are you? Who are you fighting?
谁？跟谁打？
啊 ，Maya。
跟 Maya 打。
Maya. Anybody else?
还有吗？还有谁要跟Maya 打仗吗
？Maybe you think.I'm fighting my who? Who are you fighting?
Maya.
Maya.
这个也是干嘛
Yeah, we're fighting. We're fighting our uncontrolled mind and our senses.
我们在跟我们那个那些不受控制的这个心意啊，还有我们的感官呢，来打仗。
We're fighting all these bad things which come up sometimes from our heart.
有时候呢，在我们心里面有很多那些不良的想法，我们必须要跟这些作战。
Lust.
这个叫比如色欲
anger
愤怒
greed
贪婪
illusion
迷幻
madness
还有一种疯狂
envy
还有妒忌
we have to fight these things
我们必须要跟刚才上述所讲的那些去打仗
and we have to take help from Krishna to fight
我们必须要得到 Krishna 的这种帮忙了才能够去打仗
so we have to understand this Bhagavad Gita and how it relates to us.
所以呢，我们要学会了，要明白到这个《薄伽梵歌》呢是怎样跟我们是相关的。
now.
你正乖的学生来了。
So initially Arjuna, when he came into the battlefield, he was refusing to fight. He was feeling it's not good, it's not right.
刚开始的时候呢, Arjuna 呢, 他就不想去打仗了, 他觉得, 哦, 可能这样做不是那么好。
He had several reasons why he did not want to fight.
他呢, 是有几个理由的。
One was that he was, it's not compassionate. We should be kind to others.
啊, 第一点呢, 他就觉得, 哦, 我们应该要对其他人要友好。
But this compassion was not based on proper knowledge or proper understanding.
但是呢, 他的这种叫慈悲之心呢, 他的那种基础呢, 啊, 是放错了地方。
Just like sometimes we feel compassionate on people, and our compassion is also not properly based.
就好像呢, 有时候, 啊, 我们对其他人所展示的那种慈悲, 啊, 这种叫明, 怜悯之心呢, 啊, 那个出发点呢, 是错误的。
Sometimes people come and they ask us, please give me money.
有时候别人说, 行行好, 行行好啊。
And they want the money to go to buy drugs or to go to buy alcohol or something.
但是呢, 啊, 他的这些, 啊, 钱呢, 啊, 他们可能是用来, 啊, 买一些, 啊, 麻醉品呢, 或者是买酒喝。
So if we simply give them money and they use that money to buy drugs or alcohol or do some sinful activity, it's not very good.
所以呢,假如我们给了钱, 他们再拿去, 啊, 买毒品啦, 买酒啦, 啊, 还有, 啊, 等等其他的一些, 嗯, 不好的东西的话呢, 这样的话是不对的。
But sometimes you think, oh, he needs to smoke cigarettes or he can't live without drinking. I better give him some money.
有时候呢, 啊, 我们会想, 哦, 他不抽烟啊, 不喝酒的话, 他都活不下去了, 算了算了, 哎, 给他算了。
So that is compassion based on proper knowledge.
所以呢, 这就是, 啊, 指那些建基于错误知识的这种慈悲之心。
Just like someone may go to the doctor and they have some infection, some boil on their arm.
好的,比如说呢,有一个人呢, 他手上面, 啊, 上了一些, 啊, 疮啊, 或者, 啊, 化脓啊, 之类的, 他去找医生。
So the doctor says, oh, I'll have to just take a knife and cut it.
医生就说, 好, 我就给你动手术, 把它给切除。
But the patient says, oh no, please,
啊, 比如说,
don't.
不要了。
Or if it's the child, he will cry to the mother. He will say, Mommy, please don't let the doctor cut me.
小孩呢,会抱住那个妈妈,说妈妈,妈妈, 不要医生给我开刀。
So, you know, the patient does not understand that the cutting is necessary to cure the disease.
但是呢,这个病人他不明白了, 为了要治好他的病, 必须要动刀, 动手术。
There's a disease called cholera.
是什么疾病？
There's one type of disease. You get it in China sometimes. It's very dangerous.
有一种病是对,
stomach disease and weeping.
胃病,
And if, when you get this disease, they will tell you, you cannot eat anything for 7 days or 2 weeks.
Okay, 比如说呢, 有这种胃, 这种胃病的时候呢, 那医生会告诉你, 比如说你要在一个星期或两个星期里不能够吃东西。
And if you eat, it will make the condition very much worse. You may die.
如果你吃的话呢, 会令到这个情况更加糟糕, 可能会甚至导致你的死亡。
So, they only have to drink sugar water, glucose water.
只能够, 喝那些, 比如说是甘蔗汁,
糖水,
糖水, 是的, 糖水。
So,
长虫子,
someone, if you have a, if your friend has that disease,
okay.
So they may say, oh, I'm so hungry, I haven't eaten anything.
如果你的朋友有病的话，他可能哀求你说：“哎呀，我没有吃东西啊，求求你了。”
So you may, so you may think, oh, I should give them something to eat.
那你想，哎，还是给他一点吃。
But if you give them something to eat, they'll die.
但是你给他吃的话，他就完了，就要死了。
So you may think, oh, but he's my friend. He's starving. I should give him something.
我的朋友啊，他正在饿的了，饿的受不了了，还是给他。
But the doctor said, if you eat anything, you'll make the condition worse. You will die.
啊，那医生说不行啊，你要给他吃的话，他就会要死了。
The patient, don't tell the doctor. Just give me something.
那个病人就说，不要告诉医生，抽兜的给我。
And then the patient died.
然后那个人就可能就死了。
So we think, well, I was compassionate. I gave him something to eat.
你可能会想，哎呀，还是行行好，给他吃点东西吧。
So that kind of compassion, that is also ignorance.
所以这样的一种叫做怜悯之心呢，是处于叫做愚昧的状态，愚昧属性。
So here also, Arjuna has compassion, which is based on ignorance.
所以呢，在这里呢，Arjuna 所表现出来的这样一种好心肠呢，其实是意味着他是在愚昧之中。
He is thinking it is not good to fight the enemy.
他想哦，跟敌人打仗是不好的。
But we have explained also what is our enemy. The enemies are there in the mind, the lust, the maya. We have to overcome these things.
但好像我们刚刚所描述的，在我们心里的那些敌人呢？好像是色欲啊，愤怒啊，这些呢，我们都必须要跟他们作战。
In the same way, Arjuna, he also has to fight against his enemy.
同样呢， Arjuna 呢也必须要跟他的敌人去打仗。
Arjuna is thinking, no, I think I don't want to fight. I just want to live peacefully, be happy.
Arjuna 想着，哎，我还是不要打仗，还是这样平平安安的去过生活算了。
Yeah, we would all like to live peacefully, happily. Everyone wants that.
可能我们呢都想可以平安快乐的过日子吧。
But if there are enemies going around making disturbance, making trouble, you have to deal with them.
但如果呢敌人呢来骚扰我们的话呢，我们就不能够逃避了。
You want to be peaceful, happy. You have to first of all control the mind, get rid of all the bad things out of the mind.
所以在我们能够过上平静安快乐的生活之前呢，我们首先要把心中的这些不好的东西给清除掉。
So Krishna is talking to Arjuna and he's telling him that if you don't fight, you're going to be, your name will be in you'll be in disgrace. Your name will be laughed at.
那么呢Krishna 呢就跟 Arjuna 这样说了，如果你逃避作战的话呢，人们呢就会嘲笑你，这样的话呢你的脸面呢都丢尽了。
Arjuna was a Kshatriya, in other words, he was a military person. His duty was to protect other people.
Arjuna 呢是属于叫做萨地利的阶层，也就是说呢，他是作为一个军人，他必须呢需要保护其他人。
But he had come there, and in the middle of the battlefield, he was thinking, no, maybe I better not fight.
但是呢，在他上到战场之后呢，他才后悔啊，他觉得哎，还是临阵退缩。
Like sometimes the young girl is training to dance on the stage.
好了，比如说呢，有些年轻的小女孩呢是经受过一些训练呢，准备是可以在舞台上面跳舞。
But when it comes time for the concert and she sees everyone in the audience, she sees a hall full of people, then she thinks.Oh no, I can't go in front of so many people and dance.
但是呢，他去到了这样的一个比如说是一个演奏会啊，他看到下面黑压压的坐满了人呢，他就心里面就打鼓了，还是别上去。
She thinks so many people are looking at me.
而且很多人正在看着我。
So in the same way, Arjuna is also thinking that.He's thinking that although he's a Kshatriya, he's thinking, no, no, I don't want to fight.
所以同样呢，阿尊奶呢，他作为这样的一位萨地利的一位战士呢，他还是呢在上战场的时候呢，他就想退缩。
Now Arjuna is a great soldier. He's fought against many great persons before. He even fought Lord Shiva.
其实呢，在之前呢，阿尊奶呢，他是在跟很多伟大的人士呢。 都打过仗了，甚至在跟天上的那些是啊，印度啊是天帝印度西瓦，他跟西瓦大神呢也打过的。
Yeah, he had a great fight with Lord Shiva, and he satisfied Lord Shiva by his fighting, and Lord Shiva gave him a weapon.
他是跟了虚瓦神呢大战了很长的时间，令到虚瓦是非常的满意，而且虚瓦呢还送了一件武器给他。
And then Arjuna also got weapons from Indra and other different gods.
Arjuna 呢还跟天上的很多的神仙都打过仗，包括了天帝因陀罗。
He was given the wonderful bow, the Gandiva bow.
而且呢他还从是因陀罗的因陀罗那里呢得到了一把弓呢，叫甘迪瓦弓。
And with his bow and different astras, different weapons, he could fight against anybody.
所以呢还有加上还有其他的武器了，所以呢他的能力呢是可以跟世上的任何人作战的。
But still, he's coming to the middle of the battlefield, and now he's thinking, "Oh no, I don't want to fight."
但是在上了战场之后呢，他还是感到了后悔的，他想不想跟其他人再打。
He has been honored, he's been given respect by so many other persons, great persons.
有很多伟大的人物呢，都是很尊重阿尊那的。
But so Krishna tells him, if you don't fight, he said, people will talk about your coward, that you were cowardly, that you did not fight, that you had the opportunity to fight and you did not fight.
所以Krishna 跟Arjuna说了，假如你这样临阵退缩不打仗的话呢，其他人就可以去议论你了，说你是一个懦夫啊，你就名誉扫地。
He said this will be very painful for you.
对你来说呢，这样一种言语会令你心里面感到很痛苦。
Because you've been honored in the past, they've been giving you great respect, but now if you don't fight, they will just scorn at you, they will mock you, they will say you are cowardly.
因为之前呢你是受到人们的尊重，大家都在讲述你的这种光荣的事迹，而假如你这样退缩的话呢，别人可以说你胆小鬼啊等等这样的话。
He said, and Krishna says, such dishonor, to be dishonored in this way is worse than death. It's worse than to die.
所以呢别人对你的这样一种评论啊，这样一种羞辱呢，对你来说比死还要惨。
So Krishna is trying to encourage Arjuna to bring him to the point where he should act.
所以 Krishna 呢就以这样的一种方式常去鼓励其Arjuna呢，让他重新收拾拾起这个信心去作战。
Honor is very important for people.
对于人们来说呢这样一种名声呢是非常重要的。
To be dishonored is is very painful for people.
而对他们来说呢这样一种名誉扫地的状况呢是非常的痛苦。
So, this is one of Krishna's arguments to Arjuna that he should fight.
那么呢，这就是 Krishna 呢对 Arjuna 的其中的一种鼓励的方法，鼓励他去作战的一种理由。
Arjuna should not be afraid of death. As a Kshatriya, he is not afraid to die.
因为他说到了，作为一个萨帝雷来说呢 ，Arjuna 你不应该怕死。
If he fights, if he wins.He will win the kingdom, and if he loses, he's killed. He will go to heaven. He'll go to heaven.
Okay. 他说如果你去打仗的话呢，如果你打赢了，这个世界就是你的；如果你打输的话呢，你也可以到天上面去，得到很好的一种生活。
But if he doesn't fight, then he loses his honor. He loses his name. He loses his prestige.
但是呢，假如你临阵退缩的话呢你就可以名誉扫地，你什么名声都没有了。
And this is worse than dying.
这样的话呢倒不如去死了。
So Krishna is trying to stirring up Arjuna. He wants Arjuna to.develop that mood that he should go into this battle, that he should take part.
所以呢，其实啊，就是这样去鼓励阿尊呐，要鼓起勇气去作战。
That Arjuna has a duty he should perform. He should not give up his duty.
阿尊呐呢是有他的责任呢，他不应该逃避责任。
To perform our duty, everyone in this world, we all have duties to perform. We have duties, we have responsibilities. We have to perform these duties.
在这世上，每一个人都有他的责任，都有他的职责，是需要去履行的。
Just like in family affairs, there are duties. Different members have duties to each other.
就好像在一个家族里面呢，每个成员呢都有他的责任。
You have duties to teachers and to society.
比如说呢，在一个社会里面呢，教师啊等等，他们都有他们的职责。
You have duties to the country.
同样呢，就算在一些村庄里面呢，人们也是有他们的职责。
Here, Arjuna also has duty. He's a kshatriya. He has a duty to perform. His duty is to give protection.
阿尊那呢，他作为一个傻逼利，他的职责呢就是去保护他人。
If he doesn't fight, then he's failing in his duty.
如果他逃避作战的话呢，这也意味着他在逃避他的责任。
So, Krishna is awakening this knowledge in the heart of Arjuna.
Krishna 呢正在唤醒阿尊那呢，他心中的这种知识，唤醒他心中的知识。
And he's encouraging all of us also in performing our duty.
他同样呢也在鼓励我们每一个人去履行我们的职责。
In the material world, people like to be honored.
在这个物质世界里面呢，人们都希望可以得到其他人的赞扬。
And certainly it is very painful if someone has been honored before, if they're dishonored.
所以呢，假如以前我们是受到别人的尊重，但后来呢，又变得这种名誉扫地的话呢，这样是种很糟糕的状况。
We see people, if somebody is very rich and then they lose all of their money, they cannot bear to live.
我们呢看到有一些人呢，他是从很有钱呢变得一贫如洗，对他来说呢，他们是。就会失去了这种活下去的勇气。
There was one man in Hong Kong. He had a big company. He was making toys.
香港呢，有一个人呢，他是开了叫玩具公司。
He had a big company sending so many toys to America.
Okay, 他是做工厂的，那么他生产的他制造的这些玩具呢，可以去远销到美国呀。
But somebody sold him some paint. He got some paint. He got some paint from some friend, and this paint had some lead in it. Lead, you know, some chemical, some poison within the paint.
Okay, 有，但有呢是
paint, 是油，
对，是给他一些油，
油漆，
是油漆。Okay,
paint, you know.
有人呢是送一些油漆，但是这种油漆里面他做的玩具应该是需要有那些油的，那么里面呢是有一些毒素之类的。
So because they're using this paint to put on toys, so then the children they may touch the paint, they may eat the paint, they may put it in their mouth.
好了，那么呢，当然孩子呢会拿这个玩具来摸呀，来放在口里面呢，这样的话呢，孩子就会中毒了。
So when the toys all got to America, they examined the toys, and then they saw that this paint has got some poison, dangerous chemical.
Okay, 那么呢，所以呢，在当这些玩具送到美国呢，当地他们检验出就说，你的玩具里面呢，就是有这些叫做有毒的这些元素了，不及格。
So the government said we cannot use it. These toys have to be rejected. They're very dangerous.
然后这些他们就说这个危险品要退货，不能够入口。
So then the man lost so much money because a big contract, so many toys, and they were all rejected.
Okay. 所以的话就等于说他就是要亏很多钱了，因为他们要订这些合约的嘛，所以退货呀、赔款了，他就亏。
So because he lost all of his money, when he saw he lost so much money, he could not bear to live.
Took
a gun.
当这个人呢夸了他的啊，是要损失惨重的话，他就，哎，感觉到已经活不下去了，他就用枪自杀。
They better to die than to live and be dishonored.
所以的话呢，如果是这样很羞耻的这样活下去的话，倒不如死。
So Krishna is using the same argument to Arjuna.
Krishna 呢对阿尊那呢也用了同样的这样一种方式。
Telling Arjuna, you should hear. You have to do this. You have to do what's expected of you.
我鼓励阿尊那说，你一定要去作战，因为大家都是这样去期望你。
Just like that, we were saying about the young girl who's supposed to dance. You know, she's like, oh, well, I don't want to dance. No. People are looking.
我们刚刚所举的那个跳舞那个女孩子的例子，同样也是这样。她不能够，她想退缩了，她想很多人在看的，胆怯。
But she's already trained. She's been preparing to dance.
但是呢，之前呢，她已经受过长时间的训练，她就是为了这一天的准备的。
And now the people have all come to watch her dance. They say, "Oh no, I don't want to."
现在大家的都已经来看了，来捧场了，居然。
In the same way, Arjuna is thinking, "No, no, I don't want to."
所以同样的，阿尊那呢也是说了，哎，不然，哎，我还是不想打。
But Krishna is speaking. This thinking is not right. It's not based on knowledge.
Krishna 呢就跟他说，你这样想是不对的，这样呢，是不符合了这种原则，不符这。
We have to act on the platform of knowledge.
我们的活动呢，应该是基于知识。
And to get that proper knowledge, Krishna is speaking here, Bhagavad Gita, to give us this knowledge.
而为了要带把知识呢带给Arjuna，所以 Krishna 呢就讲述了这些话语，就成了《薄伽梵歌》这本书。
Don't be sentimental.
不要了感情用事。
Don't think we are being compassionate by helping people, by encouraging people in their ignorance.
不要了，以为这让人们呢处于在这种愚昧的状况呢，以为对他是一种怜悯，是有怜悯之心。
Compassion should be based on the soul, not on the body.
真正的恻隐之心呢？应该是处于在这个灵魂的这样一种层面，而不是在躯体的层面。
Another example of compassion. We will give another example of compassion.
另外一个怜悯的例子是
We gave already two examples.
我们之前呢举了两个例子。
One was that the person with the boil that didn't want the doctor to take the knife.
一个呢就是在手臂上面长了这个虱子啊疮疤呀、啊、疮啊，他就不想让医生来开刀的例子。
And the other was the person with the stomach disease who should not eat, and we thought we'll give him food.
另外呢就是一个有胃病呢是不应该要吃东西，应该要戒食的那个例子。
So another example, the person's drowning in the water.You see the person drowning in the river, and you think, I will go and save him.
好的，比如说呢，有一个人呢溺水了，在水里面淹了，然后我们就要想怎么去救他。
And you go in the water, you swim out there, and you get to the person.
游过去捉住他。
And you get him, and you come back.
捉住他，然后拉他上岸。
And you, I've got him, I saved him, and you hold up the person's jacket.
哦，实际上呢，你不是抓住那个人，你是把他的衣服了给抓在手上，然后你举着说，他那个夹克衫啊，救了
，I've saved him，
救了这个他了。
You only saved the jacket。
不是的，实际上呢，你救了只是那件衫那件衣服。
The person drowned。
但是那个人呢，沉下去。
No, I saved him. I got his.
但是那个去救人的人呢，他抓住的只是他的这种外套，以为说哦，我救了他。
If we only save the body and don't save the soul, it is like saving the dress.
所以呢
of the drowning man.
假如我们去帮助一个人，只是去帮助他的身体，而不是他里面的灵魂的话呢，就好比救一个溺水的人呢，只是把他的衣服给拿回来。
We have to save the soul.
我们必须要挽救灵魂。
Krishna wants Arjuna to come to this platform to understand the need of the soul.
Krishna 呢，他希望 Arjuna 来到这个啊，对灵魂的明白这样的一个层面。
Not to just think about the body.
而不是只是想着这个躯壳。
If we live in ignorance of the soul, we only think of the body, then that is just like any animal.
如果呢啊，一个人呢是在这种啊愚昧的状况呢啊，他不考虑灵魂，只是考虑这个外在这个躯体的这种需要的话呢，就好比一头动物。
We have a physical body.
我们呢有了这个躯体的躯壳。
We have a subtle body in the form of the mind.
然后呢，我们还有一个叫做精微的身体了，就叫做我们这种精神呢，心意。
Then we have also the spiritual body.
同样呢，我们还有这个灵性的身体。
Within every body, there's the soul.
在这个所有这身体的里面呢，这个叫做灵魂。
We cannot save this body from birth and death.
我们是无法让这个身体呢摆脱出生老病死。
This body is material; it has to end.
这个由物质元素所组成的外在的身体呢，必须有一朝一天呢要结束的。
And the mind is also material.
而我们的这种思想心意呢，也是物质的。
The mind changes.
这个心呢，总老是在变。
We can purify the mind.
但是我们可以去净化心灵。
And we can bring the soul to pure consciousness, to the spirit, to its proper consciousness.
我们可以把啊，那个灵魂呢带到这个纯粹的啊，它的一个正确的一个层面。
We awaken the soul to its natural consciousness.
我们再把这个灵魂呢唤醒，让它去到啊那种天然的、自然的一种意识状况。
And we do that by chanting the Maha Mantra.
而我们的方法呢，就是通过去唱诵这个伟大的曼陀罗。
The chanting of the holy names of Krishna will awaken our pure consciousness.
唱诵了 Krishna 的圣名呢，可以唤醒我们真正的意识知觉。
So the Bhagavad Gita is encouraging us to take up this chanting.
所以在佛家梵歌呢，在鼓励我们要接受这种唱诵的活动。
To do this chanting and to be active in the service of Krishna.
去一方面呢去唱诵呢，另外一方面呢很有活力的。去为 Krishna 做服务。
Any questions?
好了，讲到这里，看大家有没有什么问题。
有。
好。可以问。
刚才胃病为什么不吃药呢？为什么不给吃饭呢
？Because a person has a disease. He has a disease, and this disease is a disease of the stomach. And if you eat, it makes the disease worse.
他的这种病呢，就是假如你吃东西的话呢，会令到情况更加的糟糕、恶化。他说的是吃药。
我来说一下啊 ，sorry， 胃病嘛，应该是吃胃酰优，是养胃的，一天一粒胃酰优。我告诉你们胃病怎么吃，三九胃烫，9块钱一盒，买上几盒当茶喝。炎涤是消炎，
原来
是
那么
好
那
句，
不原来是这样。
吃饭就会。
She's talking what kind of the medicine cured.
就是我妈妈有胃病，就是我这么。
Medicine.
No, but this is a very dangerous disease. Cholera is a very this is a very dangerous disease. Not an ordinary stomach disease. It's cholera. It's a very special disease.
他之前呢，因为他用的那个术语呢，我们暂时还不清楚那种究竟是什么具体的病，但是跟胃有关的一种病，但它不是你说的那种胃病，它是很严重的。
Many people die in China. Also,
有很多人都
是
这样。
我讲的
是
胃病是这样。
那个是很简单的胃病，
这不是个讨论，这是一个例子，这不是
要讨论，
这不是医疗，
不是说不吃药，
不是医疗，
他是说吃饭就导致他死亡，是这样的一种病。
啊、 它是一种例子。
现在不是讨论，是一个医疗，这不一个人，不是一个医疗讨论。那个是
他说这种治疗的方法就是要让他戒食啊，断食。治疗的方法是断食。
就是
我想问一下那个，
okay,
我前面没听啊，就这个唱的这个东西，是从音乐这个角度和人体发生的这个关系，它还是有物理的这种能量和那种规律的。我们这有一个学音乐的哈
，OK，
那么这个物理的这个东西，它如何去跟心法？他怎么能够跟心法结合这个？
Yeah, you said that for this kind of the chanting, also have the physics exploration. Physics. How can we make adjust? Okay, make it to deal with the, our mind. 心法具体是怎么说的？心法不，我不是，我是说你用中文再解
释一下心法，就是说，
是接在
对
阴正与心，
对，就是它跟那意识是怎么结合的，就是阴和这个意识是怎么结合的
？OK， 的三，
中国传统中间也有这一类的，像瑜伽这一类的说法不一样。
Because in Chinese they also recording the sound, the effect when you
yeah, just like the different sounds affect.Can cure people, you know. There's some music. If you listen to the music, it can cure disease.
好了，我们知道这个音乐与这个健康或者与这个精神是有相关。比如说，有些音乐可以治疗疾病啊。
So the mantra, the sound of the Hare Krishna mantra, the name of Krishna has spiritual energy.
那么我们所说的这个叫做Hare Krishna 这个曼陀罗呢？它是由 Krishna 的这些名字来组成的，所以他们是拥有这叫灵性的能量力量。
为什么 ？Why？
Because it's the name of the Krishna, and Krishna is the supreme being.
因为呢，我们说 Krishna 是至尊的人物，至尊者。
And when we chant the name of Krishna, we awaken the spiritual potencies, the spiritual energies of Krishna.
当我们在朗读或者在唱诵这些名字的话呢，在唤醒我们心中或唤醒我们内在的这种灵性的这种潜能力。
And it's in the form of a mantra. Mantra. The word mantra is Sanskrit mantolo. In Chinese, they say it means man means the mind and tra means the free.
OK 了，现在再给你解释这个曼陀罗这个名词，它的来自于这个 mantra 这个发音，而 man 呢就是指我们这种心，这种心意、心念。
So it frees the mind from all kinds of mundane consciousness.
整个词的意思就是说了。这样一种音振，这样一种声音呢，可以让我们的这种心灵啊，这种精神呢，可以超越出这个物质的世界，这个世俗的世界。这个这样的一种声音呢，叫做曼陀罗。
So it's a you know, type of meditation. You see, just like some people meditate on silent, they fix them, make the mind silent, but in Krishna yoga, we fix the mind on the sound of the mantra.
同样呢，这也是一种冥思啊，或者叫冥想的一种方法。有人的他的这种打坐冥想呢，就是默不出声，沉默。但是呢，我们是通过反复的去吟诵这样一种声音，来进入到冥想的境界。
Chanting Hare Krishna mantra is actually the sound of silence.
所以呢，唱诵Hare Krishna曼陀罗呢，也就是叫做一种沉默声音的一种沉默的冥想。
That some people they try to make the mind silent, but their mind is still thinking many things. It's still full of many thoughts, many desires.
比如说人们呢是想让他的心能够静下来，什么都不想。但实际上，当他一坐下来，哇，什么东西都跑出来。
But when you fix the mind on the mantra, the sound of the mantra, when you fix the mind on the Hare Krishna mantra.Your mind will become full of thought of Krishna.
但假如我让我们呢来参与这个曼陀罗的话呢，我们的心呢，我们的这种思想就集中在这个声音上面，所以我们就全神贯注于在 Krishna 身上。
这个道理我懂。
That will be
something. 你先等他说吧，
我主要是说， 这个曼陀罗是个符号，就是一个称呼，一个代名词，还是本身曼陀罗这个声音也有意义，或者这个名字，这种叫法也有什么意义？
Yeah, yeah, it's made, names are made up of...
这是一种方法，我们可以方法可以把它说成 A, B, C, 为什么要叫曼陀罗？
他明白你的意思，他现在。You understand? Yeah. So you say the name just kind of simple, like maybe we can just say Coca-Cola or AB, or this
yeah,
name has
you try and say any other name, it won't work the same as Krishna.
不一样的，其实你可以说其他的声音或者其他名，但是它的效果跟念 Krishna 不同的。
所以就是这个曼陀罗这几个字也是有作用的，是这意思。
Yeah, 对。
也是有作用。那么这个名字起的，就是所以我就说，为什么要起这个名字？这个作用在哪？你那个道理我都知道，你可以不用曼陀罗语音。中国人很多入境的方式，我是研究中国道家养生，很多。
你虽然 maybe we。Yeah, we don't need the mantra. Maybe we can use the other way. 你的意思就是说
yeah, but you're not going to get Krishna consciousness.
Okay, Eddie, 所以你可以默念其他的声音啊、咒语啊、心经之类的，但是呢，你不会达到那种效果。也就是说，你不会让你能够记住 Krishna。你念其他的声音不会让你记住 Krishna。可以入境，但是我们不是想入境。
对对，所以我就说，你为什么叫曼陀罗？我还是不明白，他这个名字和你的这个效果之间的关系。就除了前面的故事以外
，What is our book?
This is coming from the scriptures, the ancient scriptures.
在古老的经典呢是这么记载的，是如此记载。
This mantra is chanted even in the higher planets.
这些曼陀罗呢，OK， 它是一个统称，这过来我们叫音阵呢，它同样是在天上的世界，他们也在读这些的。
This mantra, the sound of the mantra actually descends from the spiritual world.
而实际上呢，这些声音呢，这些组合呢，是来自于叫灵性的世界。
And it said, when you chant this mantra, then Krishna himself can manifest.
据说呢，当你念出这曼陀罗的时候呢 ，Krishna 呢是亲自出现，亲身临在。
Can dances on the tongue.
他是在我们的舌头上面跳舞。
You can chant other names, but it will not have the same effect.
你可以呢发其他的声音，但是呢，不会达到这样的效果。
You have to understand that the Krishna is not just simply a name, but it refers to a person. There's an identity behind the name.
Okay, 你必须要知道了，这个 Krishna 并不只是一个名字啊，一个符号。其实呢，它也代表了后面的这样的一个人格，他的种种的。
And he has a personality.
他是人格了，他也是一个人性化的。
He has qualities.
他有他的品质。你先听。
He has pastimes.
他有他的活动了，我们叫做逍遥时光了。
And by chanting the name, then you can realize you can come to know all of this.
通过了我们念诵他的名字了，我们就会逐渐的了解刚刚所说的这一切。
那我的理解就是说，没什么为什么，这是承传下来的经典。
所以像你这些 no reason, no why, yeah, because just come down.
为什么？老想问我为什么？
But the scientists, they would like to ask what's the why.
因为我觉得每个人是不同的，同样的方法，每人练出，每个人做，他的心法、心都不一样。所以呢，如果你不知道为什么的话，就有可能。
I'm telling you why, because the name of Krishna.
达不到这个效果。
I'm telling you, the name of Krishna is not just any ordinary name. It has spiritual energy. It awakens all the spiritual energy.
首先，你要明白到 Krishna 不是这个世界上面的人，他是灵性世界的，而且呢，他的名字是带有这个灵性的能量，然后能够唤醒我们心中这种叫虔诚的意识。
The name of Krishna is described Nam Chintamani Krishna. It fulfills all of our spiritual desires.
Krishna 的名字呢，也称为叫做圣名的如意宝石了，如意珠宝。也就是说，它能够满足我们所有的灵性的欲望。
The name of Krishna is none different from the person Krishna.
那的名字呢，跟他 Krishna 本人呢是没有区别的。
You are different from your name.
你跟你的名字呢是有区别的。
But Krishna himself, the
Krishna 跟他的名字呢是没有区别，你先听。
That is why when you chant the name of Krishna, you will feel that spiritual energy. Of course, there are laws, there are principles in chanting. Not just everyone who chants will get the benefit. You have to chant the proper way with the proper attitude.
但那如果你是一种正确的方法、正确的态度去发出这样的声音的话呢，你才能够感受到它的效果。这个是前提。然后当你这样发出这些声音的话呢，你才能够感受到后面所讲的。
你认为所有人的感受都会是一样的？不是
所有的人。
不，你是说
这是正确的方法。
Do you think everyone will feel the same?
No, not everybody will feel the same.
Effects?
No.
No? 不是所有人。
比如说我举例子，例如因为我想听什么道理，例如我们修佛的人都会念嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡，念这个就是你的心境。为什么很多人讲不出来？但是我能告诉你，这个嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡的音素的原因，这个能讲出来。这个嗡嗡嗡这个发音是来自于身体哪个部位？为什么会让你能够静下来修佛？我能讲每一个字，我讲，然后你这么说。所以我实际上还是想从技术层面，
技术层面就是说他
跟，因为我本身是研究人身的。
OK,
那么你讲的这个东西是精神层面的东西，那那就说怎么说都行了，玄学东西你怎么想，像写小说今天弄个题目，
他是想听这个声音跟这个身体的这种关系呢，比如
说
是跟肝啊、胆胃啊，或者跟什么经脉啊等等，这些是有关系。
我觉得所有的事情，
气轮
的所有的因素啊，按中国道家来讲都是有阴有阳的，
他希望
哪一个
阴
是阳阴呢？
他也从这个
我们可以从
层面这个 platform 来
做出来。比如说 ，om 啊，你发 om 的
from this platform，
你绝对是静下来 om，
哎，是
只能往下走，不能往上走。你试图把 om 用高音说出来，说不出来，一定是 om。你说我 om， 这就不是 om 了，你提起来就不叫 om 了，它叫 om 的吼。就狼嚎了，这一定是嗡。
嗡发音呢？
嗡不但有声音，还有形状。嗡的形状是什么样的？是圆形，它是一个阴音。嗡可以出声，可以不出声，都可以使人气沉丹田，讲下去。我们是研究技术层面，所以我为什么要问这个？
技术层面。
那我们还有一个音是阳音。阳音什么音？叫一，你试试看，你把这个一如果往下，你也是念不出来。最痛快的是一往上，我再上，你看是高音。所以人家在唱高音的时候，一定要咬着一的这个声音才能上去。所以它是阳音，阳音也有形状，像一个吹个笛子啊。那么你看，一个是直线，一个是球形的。是不是像生殖器一样一个样？
你的问题是什么？
对不对？所以我还是想从他技术层面上，就是说，他是脉搏，到底他那个音发来发去，他能影响人身体哪个部位？
他想知道，
脉搏
跟我们的身体哪个部分有关系？
是没得问了，我告诉你，我也没什么问题，没得问。
他的问题
就是传统下来的，就是这么说的，你们就这么唱，就会有想象出你想达到的目的，就 OK 了。
Okay.
我就没什么问题了 ，no，
没问题 ，OK， 好，我们唱 Hare Krishna， 好。
他主要是聆听，他说
听
不懂，他
说
听不懂，
听不懂，
他说
听
不懂，
听不懂，是不是一个神像来的？
脑，
我听的名字很熟。